Backwards TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black.
I'm back.
I'm back.
It's another one.
It's another one.
Yeah.
Cause I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. Yeah, I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. Cause only the family know I ain't living right. I ride for the family any day and any night. Take a life for the family, I'm willing to pay that price. Don't get love from the family, man, you know that just ain't right. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, pray for me. Cause I'm getting old and my body's getting cold. And I don't know how much more this pain I can endure. A double heart is rich, but I'm still living poor. But at the end of the day, my God gon' set the score. Cause I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. Yeah, I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. Cause I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. I'm asking you to pray for me, please pray for me. Yeah, I'm tired of street life, cause I ain't living right. You know what it feels like, look for a place to sleep at night. Not having no money, got me wanna rob on sight. But I'ma give me some money, cause my future's looking bright. Yeah. Hey, it's Pitch Black.
Fuck it, poppin'. Yo. What is really good? Y'all already know what it is. Y'all tune into the realest, the most illest place of the underground hip-hop business owners. You already know what we do here on Black Backwoods Blog/TV. This is what we do here. Yo, shout-outs to the viewers. I got a fucking show for y'all tonight. Yes, sir. I apologize for the last 2 weeks off. I've had shows and countless studio sessions, so I've been tapped in with some of the project and what I got going on, but y'all already know, shout-outs to For The Record Radio. Y'all already know the vibes there. They're the ones who originated this. You know, shout-outs to Lupe, Crows and Brand. Shout-outs to Hungry Hustlers. You already know the vibes. Yo, tonight, I got four great, amazing artists, and this one of them is special because I'm actually bringing my show on, my nephew on the show tonight, and he wants to, you know, follow in my footsteps. So here on this show, we're going to get him right. You already knew. Also, y'all done heard the songs. Y'all done heard me with my peoples screaming, "We Made Us." I got both my young hitters in the building with me tonight. Shout outs to Honcho and Malk the Messenger. Also, now I mean, I got Chef Nate Twine, and I got a little spin on that. We going to have him talk to you, but I got a little spin on that also. But we're going to start this off tonight right now. I'm going to bring on my first guest. You already know he originated this shit. He started this. He's doing what he's doing, and he inspired me to do what I'm doing. He's also an artist, hungry man, very intelligent brother. Let me bring my first guest on the show. I'm going to bring my first guest on, Flock Geyser. Flock Geyser, what it do, my guy?
Yeah, what's the vibe, my guy? Semi Sayonara, we here. Backwards TV on for the records. You know the fucking vibes, man. What's good, my G?
I'm chilling, my guy. How you doing today, brother? It's a blessing. First, let me start this out by saying thank you for the opportunity as far as you that you presented me with becoming part of For the Record Radio. Also, I want to say thank you for coming on my show because this was long due, you know, due to technical difficulties. The first time I couldn't get you on there, but we here.
Man, I want to thank you for having me, man. I haven't had an interview. I've been doing interviews all this time, man, and I felt honored. I felt honored. Yo, Semi, kick ass and keep taking names, man. Shout out to everybody supporting this show right now. Semi's doing great. And I just need y'all to keep supporting. Keep supporting Semi Sayonara, man. He's a great artist. Didn't you have one or two shows not too long ago?
I've actually had one show, but the recent one was canceled due to bad weather. You know, it did something to a pipe in the club, so they had to reschedule that. But I have something coming up next week for Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment, so we working.
Man. Definitely, man. Definitely. Well, I'm honored to be here, man. Shout out all the independent artists that fly through this, man. Shout out to y'all.
Yes, sir. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start this off like this, brother, man. You know how I do on this show. I ask my artists questions, and, you know, we do a little something called You Know What This Is, and then, you know, I answer you a final, I ask you a final question, and then we end the interview there. So I'm going to start off right now by saying, what made you want to start your own independent radio?
Ooh, that's a good one, Sammy. I ain't going to hold back. Actually, the real reason why I started For the Record, MindStar Radio, for the independent artist, is that I'm an independent artist myself. And many times when I was younger in my career, 16, 17, you know, I'm not supposed to be at the club, but I'm there because I know people, whatever. But I used to see the DJ get paid to play people's music. It was like, damn, I got to give Flex a couple of stacks just to play like 30 seconds. I'm like, ah. So when I got older, and then I figured out, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man on Monstrous Radio. That was the first radio station. He gave me my opportunity just because I kept calling in. And then he just gave me the show and was like, yo, man. Hey, yeah, you know what I mean? My man E-Monster, salute, man. If you're listening, thank you, brother. He sparked that up.
Absolutely.
And I was like, you know what? I was like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to support independent artists so I can play my music whenever the fuck I want.
And you know what? That's the greatest feeling about, you know, having phone. Not only do you focus on, but you're able to get people out of the situations of feeling. Because I know what it's like to send songs into the radio station and them not actually playing it or giving you the chance. So I respect that, brother, man. I definitely respect that. You know, which is going to lead me to my second question. I know you're good with the radio, but what are some of your influences as artists that influence the style? Because I know your style. Your style is very, and it's you can't really explain your style, but it's so dope. And, you know, I'm a fan of it myself. So what kind of influences did you have, you know, at growing into becoming the MC that really stood out and helped you perfect your style?
Man, I ain't even going to lie, man. Shout out to my brother Focus and my other brother Hachi, man. many nights in their studio. You know, I just started freestyling. That's how it actually started. My little brother knew how to write, though. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and Hachi was the producer at the time. I must have been like 15 or 16, maybe 14. And they wouldn't let me record because I didn't know how to write. So they thought me freestyling and all that was a waste of time. You know how that go. You go in there, especially, nah, that ain't it, that ain't it. So they were basically showing me tough love. And that's it. And then my little brother one day was just like, look, this is how you do it. Check it out, but you got to do it your own way. So what I did was I figured out the formula for me. Next thing you know, I was in the studio recording. I was like, oh, shit, this is all I had to do? And ever since then, it was over. I ain't never looked back. I had to perfect my craft.
Okay. I can dig that, yeah. You know, I have management, and they kind of sell cookies, but it's all in love. You know, they just want to see the best happen. So I definitely understand that. My next question for you is, and I've been dying for this part of the show right here because I know people didn't get to really hear Flock Geyser. So, you know, I'm happy about this one. Do you know what this song is right here, brother man?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yo, I can't believe you actually did it to me for once, bro. Yeah, I know that song.
Yo, you want to introduce that to the people, brother man? Tell them what that song is.
Man, yo, check this out. If you ever around people that you used to fuck with and you hear they talking too much, yo, play this song right here. This your boy, Flock Geyser. And you already know this is Talk Too Much. It's out right now on YouTube. I ain't never dropped this song. You can only hear it here on Backwards TV or Fortal Record. Let's get it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. PX in the building. Flock guys approved, you heard? Yeah.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy,
they
talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much.
Hush.
I'ma just keep it on silence. I don't promote the violence.
Nah.
All I know is the process.
Yeah.
Now that I cut off the nonsense.
Yeah.
Taking a loss in the process.
Yeah.
It's a boss thing and they watching.
Yeah.
Watching the money start clocking. They be like, Geyser, you did it. Nah, my vision's just vivid. The movie I paint is a mission. Hard times are still in the kitchen. No friends, nobody missing. It's a family thing and they tripping. Flock Geyser, born to be great. Who cares if they hate? I'm well on the way. Give me the ball, I'll give them the shake. Couldn't be fake, it's not in my trade. So go ahead and wait while I'm killing the stage. More patience, the shorter the wait. I'ma live life, stay out of the way. Too old for the plays like a hockey game. Watch how I skate.
Watch how I skate, watch how I skate, watch how I skate.
Boy, they talking too much. 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 Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. 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 Boy,
they talking
too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. 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 Heard you was broke as a Dutch. They stuck in the clutch. All my peoples never needed a crutch. Always been a loner. Never having a bunch. Shout out to my stoner. Dad be having that crunch. Now I switch my flow now. Time to get to the dope. You a okie doke on your own ground. Since that boogie down, now you know now. I went state to state, I seen love to hate. I had good people turn the paper plates. Trying to show love and they show me hate. They don't understand, I'm misunderstood. God gave me a plan and it's all good. I'm in my white Nikes and my black hood. In all hoods, it's Flock Geyser and Mindstar. Either way, my guy, I'm all good. It's Flock Geyser and Mindstar. Either way, my guy,
I'm all good.
Boy, they talking too much. 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 Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. 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 Boy,
they
talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much.
Yes, sir. My boy Fly Guys in the building. Y'all already know what it is. Backwoods TV for the record radio. Y'all already know the vibes. My guy. These niggas do be talking too much. For real, though.
For real, though, man. Right now, they ain't got nothing else to do. You know, humanity is built on talking, but sometimes niggas need to shut the fuck up and just move around. And that's what I do.
Absolutely.
I ain't even gonna lie.
All right, you already know how we do the end of these segments, brother man. You know, I'm gonna ask questions as well, and I'm gonna give you a chance to tell the people where they can find you and find all you have been through your page. And you got some shit. I used one of them for the story for the flyer. You got some songs, bro, in the dash, and people don't even know that. So my last question to you, brother man, is: Do you have any type of regret as far as either game, whether rap-wise or radio-wise?
Man, not regrets, because I don't try to regret anything I do, because if I did it, I meant it. And if I said it, you know, I'll fuck around and say the wrong shit. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll be a man and apologize. But, man, the one thing I could say that's close enough to regret would have to be, man, yo, everybody that I lost, you feel me? Like, so many people that I lost while going through this journey, man. I know y'all here spiritually, but I miss y'all all, and I wish I was here, man.
I feel that. So, yo, you know what I mean? With that said, yo, Fly Guys, can you tell the people what you got going on and how they can find your social medias, where they can find your music? Let them know about what you got going on. Floor is yours, brother, man.
All right, so check this out, man. It's your boy, Fly Gaza. You already know BX in the motherfucking building. You can catch me on Instagram, man. I'm trying to get them numbers up on Instagram. So follow me at Flock_Gaza. That's FLAK_Gaza. And if you're trying to get on the radio as an artist or anything, or you just want to be on this show or any show, we on 7 days a week. You can contact me on Facebook. That's Daniel Sanchez, DanielSanchez. Just holler at me, inbox me. And if you throw me a request, say something, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to block your ass. So.
Yes, sir. Please, yes, sir. Man. Yes, sir, bro. Flock, I want to thank you, yo, and it was an honor to get to, you know, interview one of the greats and also one of my influences as far as starting my own blog and brand and trying to, you know, follow in the footsteps not only yourself, but Kush Money and so many others that are doing this. So I want to personally thank you for coming on my show tonight, and you always family on here. You know the vibes, bro. New, you want to drop
man,
knowledge? Come through, bro.
Man, it's definitely deeper than rap. It's deeper than the radio, man. This is about building relationships on a positive note with each other, man. This shit ain't a show about being the best. You are the best. You on the line. You on For the Record Radio. That means you the fucking best. You heard?
Yes, sir. And you already know what it is. Y'all rocking with Backwoods TV. Hey, yo, y'all already know how I'm doing. I'm feeling real NBA is tonight. Yo, go ahead and drop that joint for him.
Let's get it then. Backwoods TV, let's get it.
R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P. Nipsey.
This is
Yeah. It's mouth.
DJ South T running this bitch.
Damn South Slang.
Belly got the
sauce. R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P. Nipsey. Last game was a GG, dropped 60 for the 60s. Stayed down since day one. Show me the meaning of loyalty. Purple and yellow since day one. The colors are honor and royalty. I told the honor I'll do it again if anybody wanna tour with me. Catch and wreck at my last job. Now ain't nobody employing me. I'm at the studio every day. I'm thinking they really enjoying me. Old niggas still hating on me. Old bitches still annoying me. Old beef still in the air. But all of these niggas avoiding me. My young nigga caught another body. I swear that he stayed disappointing me. Got too many niggas who locked up. And every day it be destroying me.
So I gotta look out for my little niggas anytime that they join me. R.I.P. Kobe. Opposition wanna fold me. Police wanna hold me for a backwood full of OG. Whole niggas tryna hold me, but none of these whole niggas know me. Fuck around, hear that gun sound, better duck quick and stay low-key. R.I.P. Nipsey. Real pain for the 60s. Both of my favorites are 60, and they ain't get to see 60. So I gotta make it to 60, and I gotta live for my sissies. And ain't nobody taking shit from me. I'm a gangster nigga, not a sissy.
I keep it silent. No, I can't talk about nothing I did, cause you know that a nigga be wildin'. And all of my niggas, we drip down in designer. We don't need a stylist. And yeah, we be riding. And yeah, we be sliding. Watching you whine, shit could get violent. They call me mouth, but I keep it silent. I gotta listen. She saying niggas is out to get me, but you know that a nigga ain't tripping. I did my dirt and I'm talking a lie. You can ask around and get to digging. Once you know what you know, then you gotta go. I think you a witness. I need a couple of racks, I wanna run to my riches. Growing up, I always felt like the one in my family to end up the richest. If I say that I want it, just know that I'm working it, bitch, I'ma get it. Real shit, I'ma get it. And then look back like I did it.
R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P. Nipsey. Last game was a GG, dropped 60 for the 60s. Stayed down since day one. Show me the meaning of loyalty. Purple and yellow since day one. The colors of honor and royalty.
DJ Chucky running this bitch.
Hey, buddy. Yes, sir. Y'all already know how we doing on Backwoods TV. Shout out to my boy Mouth Messenger. Yo, y'all already coming. He coming. He one of my guests tonight, so you already know the vibes. Got me feeling like you already know the shit. 60 for the 60s, I know that's right. Hey, yo, we're going to keep this in to the show. My next guest, yo, I got something in store for y'all. Bring y'all my boy, a personal friend of mine, close spirit, good spirited person. Bring on my boy, Chef Nate.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, bro? How you feeling, my guy?
What's going on, Chef? How you doing today, sir?
Feeling great, man. Definitely blessed, man. Definitely moving in spirit. You know, definitely in that kitchen, staying in that kitchen.
I know that's right, as you should, sir. You know, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Yes, sir. Chef Nate, Natewan Jenkins from Plainfield, New Jersey. Been a chef in the game for 20 years now, and God bless me with this vision, the Hip Hop Bistro. Hip Hop, B-E-A-T-S-T-R-O, it's a play on words. It's a whole new concept coming to the culinary industry, and, man, I'm blessed to be the vehicle to move it through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, man, God bless you again for coming on the show, man. It's an honor. You was on my first show for Facebook Live, and it's a blessing to have you on the radio station and get into a little bit about what you're doing. You already got into my first question for you. I know you have a Hip Hop Bistro. Just recently, I know you threw an event, and I personally was one of the performers in it. It was a great event. Great energy, positive vibes, great spirit, different minds coming together. How did you feel about, watching that transpire after months and months of hard work and planning to see it actually come true?
Man, it was just, it was just awesome and amazing. God get all the glory, man. Like, I'll be honest, putting it together and I had a multitude of family and friends that helped out during the event. Certain people got to see the behind the scenes of how I was moving and trying to pull everything together. We had a cash prize breakdance battle, man, that was live. A shout out to my man, the breakdancer who won. I believe his name is Cody. He was nice. That B-boy had skills. He had skills, as you were witness to, right?
Yeah, he did. He told me he did gymnastics and ballet. That intrigued me. I said, ain't nobody winning this competition.
Yes, sir. That man was a beast on that floor. That man was a beast, the B-boy on that floor. Then the performances, the live performances was awesome. Shout out to DJ Damu out of North Carolina, DJ Milk from New Jersey, Plainfield represented, definitely did their things on the wheels. All the artists, Shay Loca, Innocence from North Carolina, Shay Loca from North Carolina, Doughboy and J.R. Prince from New Jersey, you know what I mean, and the fam. Man, We Made Us Entertainment came out, did they thing. Shout out to Mouth the Messenger, Honcho LaFleur. You Send Me Sayonara definitely burnt the stage and literally broke the stage, sir.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting experience. You know, I had fun, yo. It was my first time on stage in, like, probably 8 years. So, you know, to get some of them kinks out and be able to look back on the performance and self-evaluate, it was a blessing. Thank you for the opportunity as well, giving me the chance to actually, you know, go on there and, you know, live my dreams as well. So my second question for you, Brother Man, is I've been tapped in with your Facebook a lot lately. I noticed you have a little man that actually is on the show with you, and y'all have a show together, and I ain't gonna lie, little bro might got me in the kitchen. He's sharp.
What gave you
that idea, Brother Man? What gave you the idea to, you know, incorporate your son and, you know, help him to, you know, follow in your footsteps? And more importantly, how does it feel to have your little man follow your footsteps?
Well, it feels amazing. I'm going to answer that part. But the rest, I have my son here with me, Chef Nate Jr., and I'll let him introduce himself, and he can tell you about the culinary, his journey into this culinary world and what motivated him to start cooking at an early age. I'll let him explain. Here you go, Chef Nate Jr.
Thank you. Well, my name is Naquan Carrington from Plainfield, New Jersey, and I'm going to talk about what motivated me to start cooking at a young age. So at first I was looking at my dad. I don't know how old I was, but about like 5, 6. I don't know, but I was looking at him cooking in the kitchen, and I realized, and I just looked at him and said, "Oh, Dad, what you doing?" And he said, "I'm cooking, son." And I saw him flip the pan, and I saw the food go in the air and plop right back down on that pan. And I said, "Can I cook with you?" And he said, "Yeah." And then just at that point forward, I decided to cook, and I wanted to be a chef.
I see you, little man. I see what you're doing. And, you know, I actually prepared a part of this segment for you as well. And I just have two questions for you as well. My first one for you, Natwan Jr., would be, what makes you want to follow in your dad's footsteps?
Well, I guess. Thought it was cool how he would always cook and do the stuff and get his team right.
Okay.
I just, like, wanted to be like that.
Okay, I understand. As a black man myself, I want to say I'm proud of you, and you're doing a really good job. You really are, and, you know, as kids watching you that see what you're doing, and you're going to start seeing a lot more, you know, family-oriented businesses. So, you know, Junior, you're doing a really fantastic job, and I encourage you to keep up all the good work, and I also encourage you to bring anything that you cook over here so I can eat it.
Okay.
For sure you will.
And my last question for you, Junior, is how do you feel being talented so young, and where do you see yourself in a few years as far as this profession?
Well, in a few years, I see myself running or at least being a manager of Hip Hop Bistro when my dad retires and taking over.
Oh yeah. That's what this show is all about. And, you know, we empower families, we empower unity, we empower love. Like, and that is such a blessing, you know, to see a father-son combination and the son taking on the characteristics of the father and willing to want to take over the business and, you know, show him that he can handle it. Yo, that is such a blessing, Junior. And not only that, you answers your questions very well for such a young man. So keep up the good work, and I look forward at any time you have anything you want to say for you to come back to this show, and I'll give you your own segment. You can talk to the people about cooking, what you cooking today. You know, I want to present that opportunity to you as well to encourage the fact that you're trying to follow in your dad's footsteps that you would possibly like. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Nate, before we get out of here and I give you a chance to shout out you and Junior's Instagram of whatever you guys have going on so people can tap into it and really, you know, see what I'm seeing. My last question to you is, how does it feel to hear that coming out your son's mouth? And it's such a cliche question, but we love and honesty. So how does it feel to hear your son say he wants to take over your business so you can retire?
Man, it just feels phenomenal, bro. Just to hear that, like, I feel like, you know, I'm doing something right, you know. I'm not failing at everything. Thank you, Lord. I'm not, you know, if it feels good inside and out, you know, I'm thankful. This young man is, you know, he's good character, good morals, has a good heart. He works hard. He puts in a great effort to do better every time. And he really has a passion for this culinary thing. I mean, he got skills, man. He's shocking me sometimes. I'm not going to lie. So it feels amazing. Yeah. It feels wonderful. I love my son, man. That's my guy. I love all my family, but my boy, he's in that kitchen with me. He gets down.
Understood, man. And I, like I said, it was such a blessing. I was excited about this segment of the show as far as the whole show. I was very excited because never has this been done. And, you know, I wanted to get easy to hear from the parents, but to be able to hear from his mouth, man, was a blessing. So, my last thing, callers, don't hang up. We're going to start tapping in with a few calls. We're going to get into a few calls after this next song. And then we're going to jump into the next interview. But callers, don't hang up. Nate, do you have any requests? Also, do you have a social media where they can find you and Junior?
Yes, sir. You can follow us on at Instagram. Instagram is where we really try to direct the traffic right now. Instagram is really doing its thing. It's hip_hop_bistro. That's BEATSTRO. It's a play on words for the culture. Again, that's hip_hop_BEATSTRO. That's our Instagram page. You can also check us out on YouTube. Junior is also an awesome gamer and coder, and you can check out some of his material on YouTube at Deals_Killer. That's Deals, D-E-A-L-Z, _Killer, K-I-L-L-A, because he's damaging Deals up in that game, in that ASAP, right? Yeah, so you can check us out there. And I just want to shout out We Made Us Entertainment, Hungry Hustlers, Hip Hop Bistro, The Gat Life, you know, Swim. Yo, my family, all my loved ones in Jersey, definitely for the support, Hip Hop Bistro. This is the mission. This is the seed we planted. And, man, we about to make this thing grow. Last shout out, though, special shout out to you, Simi, man, yo, for putting out this platform. My man who was just on the show, your first artist, your first guest, Flacco. My man, you know what I mean? Y'all hosting this radio show and putting out this platform, man. Much respect. Appreciate y'all doing this, man. It's definitely needed for the
much love. Before we get out of here, do you got any requests as far as songs? And I want to salute both of you kings because you read It Takes a King to Raise Another King. So salute to both of you kings. And do you have any song requests as far as anything you want to hear
and let the people
know that
you're right? I gotta hear that crazy We Made Us joint that you still down? Are you still down? Can I get that in the air?
It's a little premature. I'm gonna have that coming. It's not released yet. I had that coming, but I did have another request from you, from what I was told.
That back to work part two intro. Did I get that?
Hey yo, so you already know what we're doing here on the show. Shout out to Nate. Let me get that back to work part two intro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you.
They've been waiting for this one right here.
Hey, yo, Chris, I see you, my nigga.
Prince boy, what up?
Yeah.
Dre, what up?
Breadwinner, what up?
What you mean? This here's a problem. I'm headed to the top, yeah, my grind like a robber. Fuck a nightmare, what's a goon to a goblin? I'm back now, hater ain't a dude that can stop him.
None.
Getting money like football, too many odds. Everybody say they the key, too many locks.
Why?
If you need a couple of bars, you know I got them.
Right here.
20
right
years here. Up in this game, still I'm a problem. Everybody say they got bars, how many got them? I play for the team that I own, don't need a sponsor. Rap niggas still on my flow, man, they impossible. I don't mean what's under your bed, I've been a monster. Swag on point, if I see it, then I got it. Hit it and pass it to the homies, I'm like stock. Enjoy the album, this here's a top 10. Yes, it's going down like bungees when I drop it. I ain't got shit to prove, really I'm dumb hot. When I'm in a booth, I go off, I'm like a gunshot. Where I'm from, loose lips slip and get your sunshine. Streets don't follow no rules, only a gunshot. Get money, that's the motto. Either that or I hit the lotto.
What?
You want beef, no earthquake. I'm not shook. It's a hammer poking out like a pop-up book. I've been doing me, pay them no mind. The problem is nowadays people don't grind. Leave them lames in they lame, give them no time. I'm back to work on these lame niggas, go
time.
I've been doing me, pay them no mind. The problem is nowadays people don't grind. Leave them lames in they lame, give them no time. I'm back to work on you lame niggas, go time. I've been out for a minute, now I'm back in the game. My aim on point, let's just say I'm Zach in the rain. Like Coinstar, I was steady stacking my chain. People change up quick, they ain't acting the same.
They phony though.
We chase dollars, hate never reaches.
Never.
When you ballin', it's hard to hear them from the bleachers. Leave them sick, blow they rent on my sneakers. I'm the main attraction and I don't need a feature. I'm just trying to get my slice like a pizza. How you want it, metal or the plastic like a Visa? Watch me take over, hate and get ether. I twist reefer and I twist deeper. Funny thing, now they all want the feature.
Fuck.
I got the fans' hands in the air like a teacher. I told my chick I'm a leaver.
I feel a shit wherever I leave her. You know the shit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know the vibes here. You rocking with your... TV, for the record radio, home of the independent artists, independent businesses. Shout out to my boy Neff, my boy Nate, and his son, Chef Nate Jr. It's amazing to see stuff like that. So what we about to do is we about to go ahead and jump into a call. Caller, what's your name, where you from, and what you do? Call, are you there? Call, state your name and where you from. Call, are you there? Call, are you there? All right, I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do. Callers, are you there? State your name and what you do. Are you there? Not sure what's going on with the calls, but we're going to work on that. Shout out to the viewers, though. Shout out to everybody for coming through the For the Record Radio. You know, Backwoods Blog. We're going to try and take another call, see what's going on. Next caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do. I see the lines is bumping. What's going on with my callers? All right, this is what we
call it.
Caller, state your name and where you from.
Look how little she looks there, but she looks my big right here. She's so cute.
Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
You mad cute.
Caller, can you hear me? Caller, are you there? State your name, where you from. Caller, are you there? Now, caller, are you there?
Yo.
Yo, what's good? Caller, state your name and where you from.
Are you calling?
Caller, are you there? State your name. You live on Backwoods TV? Caller.
Ooh.
My caller on the line, are you there?
Yo.
Caller, state your name and where you from. Caller, state your name and where you're from. Where you at? NATO, are you on? Caller, I need you to respond.
Yo, my fault.
Caller, where you from and what you do?
Yo, I'm just a little youngin' out here. I'm just writing, just making music. I'm still going to school. I was born in Elizabeth, but I'm from Jersey City. I did my first, most of my first everything out there.
So this is my calling needle. What's good, Neff? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to bring my next guest to the show. We was having a little technical difficulties. I appreciate everybody still tuning in. Thanks for everybody, listening and, bearing with me. Yo, so it's a blessing, little bro. I'm glad to have you on here, nephew. And you already know what we do here. First, I want to welcome you to the show. This is what we do here. If this is your first time tuning in, what we do is we ask the artists three questions. We also give them a chance to state their social media, where they're from, how they can find them. And we also play a... For the record radio, Backwoods TV, this is my nephew. This is my blood nephew. So he's a young boy. We're going to point him in the right direction, and it's all about love here. So my first question for you, and I'm going to start it off simple, is what makes you want to do music? What made you want to do music?
Man, it started when I was at least four. I can remember song lyrics. If I listen to the song, throughout the course of a day, I could learn it that much. And then, one day I was just 10, and I was just like, yo, I'm about to start writing. I remember battling a couple kids in my class. I was just writing throughout my books whenever I got a chance.
I know that's right. I do recall, back in the day when we was younger, I did have you involved in a lot as far as music. I did have you in the video shoots with us, the little photo shoots. You were my little right-hand man as far as when it came to, you know, doing music and stuff. And it's an honor and a blessing, you know, to have my nephew on the show and actually, you know, into the family name. So my second question for you before we get into your song, sir, is who is some of your influence that made you want to do music? It could be all. It could be signed or unsigned.
My main influence was Lil Wayne. He was the reason I started, like, making music. But the type of music I make now, like, Lil Wayne inspired me to write. But a couple people in Jersey City inspired, like, the way I rap. Like, you know.
I know that's right. And on this show, Nephew, we got a segment called You Know What This Is. So I'm going to play a clip of a song that I'm going to ask you if you know what it is and give you a chance to introduce it. So with that said, you know what this is? You know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
You want to go ahead and tell the people what the name of that is and introduce your track?
Yeah, yeah, it's called Jump Off. It's on SoundCloud. It's the only one I got it on right now because I'm still trying to work out how to release it on other platforms. But it's called Jump Off. It's on my SoundCloud, Wild Boy Point Blood Axe. W-Y-L-D .P-A-O.
Backwoods TV, y'all already know the fucking vibes. Go ahead and spin that shit.
Get if you play with me. I got two blocks and I play with these. I shoot the shots and I spray with ease. Got a 4-4 and it's making them scream. I don't run pizza, don't call me why he. Don't fuck with drama, so I have to be. Suicide it all, damn day, my ears ringing, man, I need some weed. Get to the back and I can't be distracted. Don't fuck with my brother, we catch your ass like it. Breaking up back after you wanted to act on now. I fuck his while he's sitting in traffic. I don't got friends, so don't hit him my phone. Y'all some snakes, so rustic, it's really decapping. Niggas be nosy and they buying business. I stay in the crib and I roll me a backboard. I walk from my door, just call me John Wick. You gotta stay hard, let's get love every bitch. I'm doing it for my mom, so I'm trying to get rich. I'm trying to be able to pay my own rent. Niggas that told me that I wasn't smart. I ain't see back, I just play my own part. Remember the days that I'm holding apart. Now I'm moving like I'm moving a chart. Jump off my tank, I'ma bust up. Niggas don't want you to come up. I got the ball, I'ma run up. I'ma take my time, now I'm one up. Yeah, pussy, niggas keep us stuck. Smoking big ass, niggas look a slut. Turn to a bloater like you're last of us. Dude, over man, yeah, to make a run. Hit him back to back, catch a rerun. I'm trying to get 8 out the month. Smoking by the fight, oh, by my runs. I can't ever rush, the money gon' come. Put me through the test, nigga need a something. Nigga get scary like I watch a nun. But do it up, put this on my nigga, run. I get no fuss like I'm celibate. He took a serious kick for the hell of it. I ain't really rock a school, I was selling it. But I'm right back at the lure for some brother that's looking at me. You see a few shells in it. I got some shit that I put down the elephant. Lord Barrow look like the bell of a pelican. Double A12, shout out like Mega Man. But you know I got a bubble in this. I got a beam on the stick. You gotta steady this shit. Ready to bitch, niggas be ready to tip. How we gon' go through a tip? Oh, that's a bitch. No exceptions to your head. Be like 90 and sick, I'm petty and fit. I'm trying to get out the whip. No, I ain't joking the trick. Stop joking with, nigga, again, it don't nick. My heart like just like my lips. I keep a grip, I can tell if he is solid. Cause my fingers start to slip, set it down quick. Slap a nigga like I'm nip. I'm coming off the rip. Caught out the blitz, I ain't on something for this. I had to mess up. Jump off my tank, I'ma bust up. Niggas don't want you to come up. But I got the ball, I'ma run up. I'ma take my shot, now I'm one up. Here's pussy, nigga, keep his nuts up. Smoking big ass, niggas looking slump. Turn into a bloater, like a lot of us. Dudes over man, yeah, to make a run. Hit it back to back, that's a rerun. I'm trying to get out the mud, talking about a fight, oh mama once, I can't ever rush, the money gon' come, bullets on the chest, nigga lead us up, nigga get scary like I watch a nun, if you hear the butcher coming, nigga run, I get no fuss like I'm celibate, he took a serious kick just for the hell of it, I ain't really rockin' school, I was feeling it, but I'm right back at the lure for some relatives, look in the view, you see a few shells in it, I got some shit that I put down the elephant, Lord Barrow look like the bell of a pelican, double A12, sales are like Mega Man, fuck you all, you want if I'm doing you, then I'm a sister, post to your funeral, happy to be alive, bitch, I'm a miracle, holding his head, I'm ready to serve you, I'm a deep bitch, make him drop a serious you, nobody hearing you, that's all I'm serious you, I had to get it quickly, so I'm here for you, get nervous, I like it near you, bullets come through like this, who's buried you, bullets hurt you, or hurt a theory, two bullets hit us, and I think it's mythical, bullets hit everything, maybe stand it through, I got two laps in the back and a Mack truck, still look like it, but I keep myself trapped up, look me to Steven, nigga, better back up.
Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Backwoods TV. Y'all rocking with the home of the independent artists, independent businesses. Basically, we with shit in every nature. Shout outs to my viewers. Callers, stay on the line. We're definitely going to take some calls.
shout out to my my nephew for coming on the show. I appreciate him. Are you still on the line, more importantly? Okay, so I'm guessing
Yo.
Carl, state your name and where you from.
It's Walker Sloan from Plainfield, New Jersey.
You already know the shit. What's going on, brother man? Thank you for tuning in and rocking in with Backwoods TV.
You already?
So how are you enjoying the show this evening?
The show's fine. I'm loving it.
Do you, so of the artists that you've heard so far, do you have any input on what you've heard? Like, what you think of the music and the artists that's coming through?
I feel like the artists coming through, keep doing your thing. Just don't stop. Keep grinding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, you already know, we come to the segment where we always ask the questions to the guests outside of the artists, where we basically ask them a random question, and we let them answer it, and then we jump back into another song. So my first question for you, Wok, what's going on? How you feeling about it? It's been a lot going on. How you, the vibe been a little off as far as our home state. How you feeling about everything going on?
I feel like you got to stay safe, blessed up, keep God in mind.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, that's pretty much what we do here on Backwoods. We try and spread positive vibes. Do you have any words for the artists that's came on here and the guests that you want to say, any last words to them that you want to get across to them? Any opinions, you know, respect, lines, anything?
I want to shout out to the team first and foremost, though. We made us NFO. You know what the shit is. Honcho, Mouth, Simi, we up next.
You already know the vibes, brother, man. You already know the vibes, brother, man. I appreciate you coming on the show and showing some love. You always family on air. You know how we do on Backwoods TV. You enjoy your night, brother, man.
Yo, another shout-out to Hungry Hustlers, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We the movie.
Yes, sir. I'm rocking the hoodie as we speak.
You already.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into the next call. I appreciate Wok for coming through. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do. Caller, is this still Wok?
Yo.
Yo, this still Wok?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, I'm going to take the next caller, Wok. I appreciate you coming through, brother, man. And Honcho coming up. Love you too, brother, man. You take care and much love on the respect and come through anytime you want.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and take the we're going to go ahead and jump right into my next guest before we even, you know, take some more calls. So call us, stay on the line, trying to get through the guests and the artists first. And I'm going to take a section where I'm just going to answer. But bringing on my next guest, it's a blessing, especially where we came from, to be able to have the honor to interview somebody that I was also involved in the bracket with. Yo, my boy, state your name and where you from.
Yo, yo, it's your boy. It's Gordon, a.k.a. the Savvy Gordy, a.k.a. the Mad King. Feel me? Let's go.
Most definitely, bro. I want to first thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure, and it's definitely a blessing to have, you know, a fellow, you know, person from my city, especially, you know, that's doing what I'm doing. It's a blessing to have you on the show. So thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thanks for the platform. You know what I mean? Thanks for inviting me. I'm honored to be here. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Backwood Radio. I want to shout out Simi, you feel me, for having this and bringing this to the city, because this is a good look for the city. We really need something like this. We need a lot of this.
Yeah, especially, yeah, we definitely need a lot of that, man. You know, blessings to everybody and prayers to the families going through shit out there. You know, it's unfortunate and it's been tragic. So, you know, blessings to them. You already know what we do on this show, brother, man. We jump straight into questions. I gave you three questions.
I go ahead and play a song, and then I give you a chance to state your social media and where everybody can find you. So we're going to go ahead and jump straight into the first question. You know, this is a little personal with, you know, with Plainfield's issues going on. What's your outtake, yo, and just your overall view on it, and what do you want to see change?
Yo, word, that's a good question, man. That's actually why I even got, you know what I mean, like acclimated back into the rapping. You know what I mean? I was writing for a little minute with Flames. A lot of people might know who that is, you know what I'm saying? But that's another up-and-coming rapper from the town, and you know what I mean? We started in the middle, so, I was kind of, I wouldn't say hands-on, you know what I mean, during the, you know what I mean, in the hood, but there was a lot of things going on around, you know what I'm saying, that a few of the homies indulged in, so I know about, you know what I mean, like the current state of what's going on in the town, you know what I mean? I'm way far removed from it, but it's a lot of the homies that still, you know what I mean, down and into that and you know what I mean, and trying to succumb that and trying to get out of that. But to answer the question, you know what I mean, I want to see it all change, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I got into it. You know what I mean? To shed a different light on the town, just to show the youth that, you know what I mean, you could come from an area like that, you could come from poverty and still, you know what I mean, make something out of yourself. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? We got two record labels, you know what I mean, growing. We got a skate shop coming to the town in North Plainfield.
Yes,
you know what I mean? We got a lot of stuff in store, you know what I mean?
I respect that, you know. You know, with that said, you know, to the viewers, you know, me and this gentleman is from two areas where, honestly, it was forbidden for us to even look at each other and have a conversation. So, you know, hopefully with people who are in this show, you know, that's from Plainfield, you able to let go of that petty-ass rivalry and realize we all men and women before anything else, because the end of the day, when we kill off one, we taking generations. So, you know, it's a blessing that I actually had the privilege of getting this gentleman on my show. And, you know, hopefully people from both of our areas are watching and listening, and they're able to see that, you know, we bigger than the shit that we was brought into and we grew up accustomed to, and we can always change that. So, you know, that's a blessing, and I thank you for that. My second question to you is, I noticed you said Flames, and that's, you set yourself up for my second question. Name a few artists from the town you done collab with.
First and foremost, I'm the CEO of Band Addict Music Group. You feel me?
Yes,
you know what I mean? I'm an artist as well on Band Addict Music Group. I'm hands-on with Bush League Worldwide, League Records. You know what I mean? I'm an artist on there as well. You feel me? So I collab with my young boy Juan Two Times, aka King Dose, Flames. Me and Simi got something cooking. Me and Hank Moody got something cooking.
Yes, sir.
True Lies. The list goes on, man. I got a lot of stuff in the works, man. It's gonna be special this time.
Man, yo, you named some hitters, and you know, shout out to them people that he named, because quite a few of them are some collabs on Part 3, so it's gonna be ugly. Like now we about to get into a portion of my show, brother man, where we call You Know What This Is. If you haven't tapped in once, you about to find out how we do it. I throw on a clip. You already know I throw on the clip, and I ask you if you know what this is, and I give you a chance to introduce your song to the people. So with that said, you know what this is, brother man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what that is, man. That's off my upcoming tape. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's off the upcoming tape. CXVI, which is Roman numerals for 116. That's where I'm from, and that's also the name of the song, 116.
Let me get that. Go ahead and drop that for me.
addict shit. Period. The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Put it up. My projects was like Riverside, niggas die for the juice. Bitches soaking up the drips, the wintertime we cut them loose. Dinner time I wear my jewels to show these fools we eating now. Pull up in that range and bitches speaking now. Speaking now. Sorry shorty, don't waste your time, you won't get a dime. I pay no mind, cause me and my grind intertwined. Ain't got a slide, just send a slime to slither by. With that Ivan Draco, and if he dies, I ain't telling no lies, ain't telling no lies. I sold crack when I had no pride, got no prize. Self-made is how I'm building mine. Still rep my hood, just instilling mine. I'm Elwood certified. Born and raised, wasn't jumped in it. The OGs know my bloodline, they will pump in it. Young niggas could test my stripes, just know what come with it. We all know you get one life, just don't be dumb with it. Cause shit wicked in these mean streets. None of my friends speak. We all tryna win, knee deep in sin. I'm getting high behind a 3% tent. Smoking up the rent, running plays while niggas talk shit. They commentating on the sideline like Troy Aikman. We played the flat and covered two, we was on them corners waiting. He served them on the first floor, the narcs ran out the basement. And I ain't seen them since, this was like season 6. We still screaming fists, never let the streets forget. Slander his name and let the beef commence. I roll a L and start to reminisce. Like damn, ain't life a bitch. I used to have 1,000 dimes trying to strike it rich. Serving Eddie Kane on a night like this. Or burning Mary Jane on them project bench. This is for the hood, the one I'll always miss. 116.
Yeah, you already know the vibes. You already know the fucking vibes. Shout out to my boy, yo. Shout out to Benedict Music. You already know Flames. Flames, one of the people I had to actually reach out to. But shout out to the whole movement, whole city of Plainfield. Pray for us in this time. Yo, my guy, what's up with that?
Yo, you fucking with it, man? You like that?
Absolutely, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. You talking shots.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate all the love, man. You already know.
You are about here, like, man, we trying to change the game here on this station. Like, we on 7 days, like 7 different shows you could call. To my callers, make sure y'all listening. And, you know, y'all call in and check out the number 929-477-2425. Again, that number is 929-477-2425. Call in and show the love. You already know. We're going to do something a little different for you, brother, man. I'm going to get into my next question. We also going to take a call, and we're going to see how and let the people talk to you and let you introduce yourself to the people. That's what we're going to do. So my callers don't hang up. We tapped in with the homie. Y'all going to talk to him live. I'm going to take a call in a second and let y'all talk to him. I know the vibes. Just callers don't hang up. Anyway, my third and final question to you would be, who would you like to work with in the future, whether mainstream or unsigned?
Yeah, man, anybody that's willing to work with me, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the best person or best rapper or the, you know what I'm saying? But I work hard. You know what I mean? I work hard on the brand. I work hard on the business. I work hard on my rhymes. You feel what I'm saying? And I try my best to keep my shit authentic, fact driven. You know what I mean? Try to keep some of the negativity down and at the same time just tell my story. You feel me? So I'm willing to work with anybody. You know what I mean? My favorite artist is Currency, Freddie Gibbs, Tory Lanez, you feel me? So I would, you know what I mean? Jay-Z, Nas, so J. Cole, the list goes on. You know the shit. So I'll work with any of them at the drop of a dime, you know what I mean? As far as playing field, the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we all got to come together and create a unit, you know what I'm saying? The positivity, have that shit flowing through the city, you know what I'm saying? To fight off the negativity that's going on.
bring everybody together, you know what I'm saying, so we can party and we can jam and we can have things going on.
Yeah, take it back to that whole 2000s playing field when people wasn't off the bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right. People respect Jersey. People got a lot of love for Jersey, man. It's time for them to come back home.
Absolutely. So this is what we about to do. We going to go ahead and take a caller and let the caller, you know what I mean, talk to my guest and let them know what's up. Caller, state your name and where you from.
What's going on? It's your man, King Kush, Money in the Belt, VKA, a.k.a. Mr. C at 2. What up, Simi? What's up, special guest? How y'all feeling tonight?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Kush?
Oh, man, you know, just cooling, man. Tapping in, man. Loving your show, man. You're definitely doing a good job. You know, you took it, you know, and made it your own, man. That's pretty dope, man.
Man, I had some incredible teachers, brother, man. That's all I can say. I won't even sit here and bullshit you. I'm going to let the guest go ahead and introduce himself. Yo, this is my people, Kush Money. He put me on along with Flock Geyser. They showed me the ropes. I'm going to let you go ahead and get acquainted with them.
Word. What's good, my boy? Yo, I'm Gordon, y'all. You already know. Glad to meet you, man. Glad to be on. Hopefully we can work. You feel me?
Real talk, man. Real talk. You say you from Jersey?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey.
Jersey in the building. What a dough. What's going on, man? What's up with the Jersey Nets, man? What's up with them, man?
Look like they're going to be doing something this year. You feel me? With the Knicks as well. So that's a good look, a great look.
Right. Already, man. So, yeah, man, keep doing your thing, whatever you're doing, man.
Now, but we still in New Jersey Nets. We in Brooklyn now, but we still in New Jersey Nets.
Right. Real talk, man. So you be spitting the bars? So you got, that was your music just playing, or?
Yeah, that was me just playing. That was a song called 116.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be coming off my album, CXVI.
Yes, sir.
Man, that was
yeah, tap in, Coach. Tap in, Kush. I got some real good artists, brother, man, for you to bring under the show, too, and let them, you know what I mean, shoot the shit with them.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have, you already know, Sammy, I'm going to have a couple artists. We're going to light this shit up. I'm going to have a couple artists, a couple guests, a lot of people calling. We're going to light it up. That's what I'm saying. We're going to bring the beat back.
Man, that's the move, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Sammy, keep doing your thing. I'm calling in, tapping in as I normally do. King Kush Money every Wednesday night right here at 6 p.m. West Coast time. We got the control room where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun. Play number dope independent artists globally from all over the world, man, such as yourself, man, Anthony. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. We independent artists. We globally. You know what I'm saying? We do this thing, man, so 7 days a week. So let's get it, King Kush Money, man.
I appreciate you welcoming me into the For the Record family, Kush Money as well. And I appreciate you tapping in with my guest. You know, he got a lot of good music, and I was also involved in a bracket with him. And I had the honor of hearing his music, and I definitely started reaching out to him. So, you know, he's a cool dude, you know, definitely a cool dude.
Yeah, definitely send my information over to King Kush, man, so I can tap in with him for real and go in depth with him on a few things, you feel me? So we get more acquainted.
You already know the vibes, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go to the weed store in a minute. I'm about to smoke. You know what I'm saying? So I need, you know what I mean? You know, I got one actually right next door to my house, man. You know, I'm over here in Seattle, man. They got these weed stores, like they got them A-Rap stores out there on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all get
a chance, come out here to Washington.
Yeah, man. You know, all you need is your ID, man. Come in, tap in, you can get whatever you want, man. So I'm about to go over there and grab some bud. Send me some links so I can vibe out, man. Real talk.
Yes,
definitely.
I appreciate I appreciate you tapping in.
Real talk, King man. Kush, already, man. Y'all have a great night, man. Keep doing your thing. I'm tapped in. Let's get it. My stars. Black guys, let's go.
You already know.
Think it's a game if you want. Go ahead, faggot. Don't fuck with me, nigga. You heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed.
Hey, yo, let's get it poppin'. Loose not an option, I got this. AK long as a mop stick. You pop shit, then I pop shit. Get your top hit. Strap up, pick cats up like chopsticks. Don't push me, pussy, I got screws loose. When I move through, your family gon' lose you. On sight, when we bump, it's going down, nigga. And if your niggas with you, they'll be on the ground with you. I'm extra tight, soft niggas acting hard now. Don't make sense, like a pregnant dyke. These niggas hopeless, my pockets is bogus. I'm focused, warriors stand tall, bogus. I want your head when I'm off the edge. I'm ferocious, and you can't swim with the sharks if you a goldfish. I play no games, I don't fuck with no lames. So stay the fuck out my lane, I got road rage. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed. If it ain't about money, I ain't with it. Nah, if you niggas want respect, then you gotta give it.
Yeah,
I be on go mode, never move timid.
Yeah,
push it to the limit, to the day I'm finished. These niggas all weirdos, I see it in their character. Realest in America, every day of the calendar.
Yeah,
don't compare me to them fraud guys. Cause if you think this shit sweet, homeboy, you're on the wrong side. We gon' snatch your ass up, take them for a long ride. Run up his crib morning time and get his home fried. Make a death wish before I wet shit. Pull it into your body and make an exit. You a non-factor, you don't even exist. I'm reckless, soon as you on my checklist. Nigga, I'm hanging on by a tight thread. So I advise you niggas, don't push me off the edge. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you heard what I said. Watch your damn mouth before you push me off the edge. It's gonna be a problem if you interfere my bread. All these fake motherfuckers got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. I be trying to chill, but they got me on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Man, I'm on the edge. Think it's a game and I'ma put your ass to bed.
Yeah, man, bud. Y'all already know what we doing. That's real city. What a rest of radio. This is what we do here. Love. I want to apologize. We had a little minor technical difficulties for a second, so, but we still here. We still in this bitch. We still rocking. Shout outs to my We Made Us family. Y'all already know. Shout outs to For the Record. Shout outs to Backwoods TV. Shout outs to all the artists, the guests that came through. Y'all why we do this. Y'all why I do this. I appreciate it. So what we going to do is I got another guest coming up at 10:35. A great one, but we going to jump into some more calls because I know the lines is burning up. So we're going to go ahead and jump into another caller. Caller, state your name and where you from.
Burns in the building. SC, we here. What's up, Fly Gaza?
Yes, sir. Fly guys on the ones and twos. You already know how my boy do. What's goody, though? Welcome to For the Record, Backwoods TV. You already.
Yo, what's good? What's good, man? I'm feeling what y'all doing, man. I was a guest a while back. You know what I mean? I'm feeling y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you, yo. Your people, that little kid, that little guy that been on there earlier, man, he got talent, man. He definitely got
talent. Yeah,
talent.
That's my nephew. Yeah. Encourage him.
I don't know if he listening, but if he listening, man, only thing I can tell him advice, man, is to go hard, Don't care what nobody say, man. Let the music speak for you. Let the music speak to the haters.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
As you know, this is for the record, but this is... What's that?
Go ahead. Go ahead. My fault, fam. Go ahead.
Oh, nah, pretty much, this is, I know you are very aware, for the record. We the new kids on the block. This Backwoods TV, my name.
All right.
You already know the vibes. We pretty much in here promoting. We promote black businesses. We promote independent artists. You know, give them interviews. So if you ever interested, in Eastern time. So anytime you're interested, you definitely come. Now, I know it wasn't supposed to turn into a little interview, but I heard from Flock Guys that I heard you the bar spitter.
Yo. Yeah. Let me bless y'all. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yo, Burns in the game, headed to the top. Psycho War's the label. We never gonna stop. Y'all niggas think we playing, but we not. I'm the type of nigga, yo, I'm shooting at the op. I'm Carolina finest. Check the persona. I lock the streets anytime that I wanna. Death before dishonor, I move like piranhas. Y'all niggas bringing the drama, we bring the karma. Yeah, I'm so nice, I turn dark into light. I drop jewels on anything that I write. Niggas try to recite, they doing it wrong. I swear to God, I put my hands on the Quran. Even yo, the Bible is all about survival. Niggas know my tongue, yo, built like a rifle. Niggas know I'm coming, so they better beware. You know we ain't here, so y'all better beware. I'm from the home of the Gamecocks, home of the Tigers. Home of the dangerous niggas, we move violent. Home of the gangster niggas, we move silent. I'm trying to talk to these niggas. I'm speaking like a wise man. I put the time in, yeah, that's my identity. I swear to God, I'm just trying to make history. Most of these niggas come up like a mystery. Jay Nas, Biggie, and Pac taught me the chemistry. So here the recipe, I'm here to set the record straight. Burns in the building, shit, I'm about to buy late. Flash regulate, I'm telling these niggas. So all y'all new school artists, I ain't scared of you niggas.
Hey, my boy was not playing. My boy was not.
Yo, that's. Yo. I'm a heavy ball spitter. I like to let everybody get familiar with me. You know, Burns, SC in the building, about to sign this deal with Sony Records. Mr. AKA opened up for Scarface and Jay-Z. Just a little list of cattle, just a little list of credentials. 48 platforms. Social media, Burns the God, you can catch me. Got an album coming out this year. Just dropped the album in 2020, February. Got two articles,
yes,
got two shows coming up, one in Miami. So, you know, I'm here. I want to network with some people, man.
Yo, so this is what we going to do. I already know you're familiar with my brother's show. So we got a segment on this show. What we call, you know what this is. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah. Psycho. That's off the up-and-coming album, open to the public. That's called Charge Up. I'm just basically lacing y'all with a little short story about, you know, my man, him and his partner. His partner got robbed, and he tried to help his partner. And at the end, you know what I'm saying, it was a tragic death. You know, rest in peace, Tyrone, you know what I mean? But I'm going to sit back and let y'all follow the story. I am a storyteller, so y'all tell me what y'all think. Y'all check it out. Yo, spin that.
Psycho World Records. Burn. Salute. It was a late night, stormy weather. Grabbed my coke and my polo sweater. Snatched the tins in a Beretta. Jumped in the CL500. Got the burner off for safety. Just in case a nigga wanted. I pull up about an hour later at my man's residence. Knock on his door, yo, he opened kinda hesitant. I walked in, then we shook hands, he started mumbling. Under his breath, he grabbed his 9 and his armor vest. Gave me the rundown on niggas about the situation. But I'm telling him to sit back and be patient. But he screaming, some niggas gotta die, so what's the move? I did a gesture like, be cool, a wise man play a part of a fool, I'm thinking. He say he know the location,
we jump in the Lincoln, and we going off of weed and Henny as we pull off. I told him, hold up, nigga, I'ma check the source. When we got there, I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. So we parked around back so nobody could see us. We was creeping, looking in the window of the trap house. Sweet aroma, a lot of bricks, I got it mapped out. I came in through the back of the entrance. Jay on the other side watching from a distance. Shots rang out, I caught a nigga in his chest. I gotta stay focused, everything is moving slow-mo. Police sirens, you can hear him getting closer. Didn't really pay no attention like I was Sosa. Heard somebody yelling, calling out my name, saying I'm hit, and I ain't about to be a standoff. Jake surrounded me, telling me to put my hands up. Looking through the blinds like, damn, I got a man up. I took the gun, then I put it to my head. Heavenly Father, who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy shall be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was unexpected. That wasn't even part of this show, but that's what we do on this show. Once again, shout outs. You already know who I'm repping. We made us. We in the building. Next week on the blog, next week on Backwoods TV, we got the whole mouth, myself, and Honcho, with the special co-host, Flocka. Flock guys, and he going to be holding the shit down. You already know that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and jump into another caller. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do. Caller, state your name and what you do. My caller, you live.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Caller, state your name and where you from.
Is it my turn? What's good?
What's good? State your name and where you from and what you do.
All right. It's your boy D, your boy Devin, Devilino.
You already know. Shout out to the boy. Shout out to the boy, Devilino. Welcome to the show. First and foremost, tell the people what you do, what it is you do.
Okay. You know, well, your boy, I'm one of the multitaskers, you know, a jack of all trades, you know, like I'm a manager, I'm a promoter, I'm a battle rapper, also got my own battle rap league, and if y'all didn't know, you know, I'm one of the ones that call the most as well, you know, they told me before it was another guy used to do all that, like crazy before, Mr. Haiti Baker. Shout out to him as well. And he ended up with his own show. So I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing the same thing until I get my own show on here. You know,
I know
so,
that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to cap you, but, man, it started with just me Facebook Live, interviewing people live on Facebook. You know, Fly Guys and King Kush Money, they seen a vision of what I was trying to do. And, you know, they asked me to bring it to the States. So anything is possible, brother, man. You know, I just tell you to, you know, keep doing what you're doing because, you know, I didn't expect this opportunity. But it's here, so we're going to try and make the best out of it and try and help everybody.
Right. Facts. Definitely. So you know, I love it here. I appreciate everybody. Love For The Record Radio. Yeah.
Much love and respect, you know. Gee, I want to hear a little more about the Battle League that you're talking about. And, you know, we got a lot of artists listening, and you had a lot of guests on this show, you know, so far. So it's something that they possibly might be interested in, including myself as well.
Okay, all right. So I'll give you a little, you know, I'll keep it short and sweet, but pretty much with this battle thing, you know, like when we started out, we it was just a few of us battling. We was battling in a group and everything, and we used to just like battle on Hangouts, the Hangouts app and everything, and then WhatsApp, and then we turned it into a whole Facebook group, and then we started live streaming, and you know, it got so popular and so big that I got followers, and everybody wanted to roll with me because they saw like my passion, they saw my drive, they saw my hustle. They was like, yo, he hungry, like let's yes, rock sir. With him. So you know, so then next thing you know, you know, a couple of everybody got together and they was like, yo, you should make this shit your own league, like turn this into your own battle rap league and everything, and you know, we'll rock with you, we'll take over with you, boom boom. So you know, I did, and I end up getting one of my other partners named Beverly Bush. She brought in a couple cats, Greg Long, and then Roger, right. And we kept it going, and now I would say this year, like we brought it back again because everybody had paused when the pandemic had dropped in. Like the league was like just up in the air for a minute, but once this year came, we brought it back out, revamped it, and now, you know, now we don't just do video battles no more. Now this year we got like mainly all face-to-face cards, all live event cards. Like it's popping. Like this thing is crazy.
Man, big shit going on. I see, you know, I definitely encourage you, you know, Fly Geyser and King Chris Money have my information. You know, I know a lot of artists that would definitely be interested in the opportunity. You know, some hungry cats that they ready to, you know, if they got to eat somebody alive in the process, and that's just what it is to them, like people that eat, sleep, and breathe and shit. So I encourage you to definitely get in touch with me and reach out, you know, because it's definitely going to be some opportunities and get you to come on the show as a business owner, because, you know, I do a segment with business owners and that's a business you're doing. So I would love to have you on the show. You know, like I said, we can definitely set up the inbox to where, you know, we can set up something, you know, in the next 2 weeks to get you on the show so you can, you know, talk more about it, because I'm definitely intrigued. And I'm interested myself, and, you know, it's definitely a good opportunity. So for the viewers listening and the people that's going to listen to this, make sure you tap in with that. This show presents a lot of good opportunities for a lot of independent artists and business owners. So make sure y'all tap in and pay attention to that. So, you know, coming on the show and, you know, introducing yourself. Like I said, it won't be the first or the last time that I have you on the show, Devin. My name's Simi. I'm the new kid on the block on For the Record Radio.
All right, bet. Definitely. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and drop your info on how everybody can find you and locate you or they're interested in
you. Bet. Okay. All right, my Facebook is Devalino, D-E-V-A-L-E-N-O, Robinson. You can hit me on there. My Instagram, pretty much the same thing, but it's just Devalino _ Stay Woke 365. You can hit me on there as well. The name of our league is Guerrilla Warzone Battlegrounds as well. One of my boys called earlier, too, Mr. Burns. He works with us too. We taking over, man. This is, you know, we take care of the battle rappers. We welcome female battle rappers as well. We welcome, you know, like people that just started, up and coming, like whatever. We're veterans, it don't matter. Like we make everybody feel welcome. We'll feel everybody, you know, feel at home. So yeah, appreciate y'all. Shout out to the you know, For the Record Radio. Shout out to Backwoods TV. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you coming on the show. You know, thank you again for coming on, and definitely, you know, we're going to start networking, King, and stay blessed on everything you're doing.
Definitely. Yo, is it cool if I drop some bars before I go?
Absolutely. Go ahead and get into it.
All right. Look, they was wondering if the kids still had it. I bounced back like a rabbit.
still mad that Orlando stole my magic. Nope, no capping. The most don't know the status. It took a long year of planning. I got it together. My shit is on different levels. I came from the underground, from the struggle. Most ain't know the realest. I got mine in the numbers. I got mine in the bucket. It's something that they remember. What I'm doing is history. What I'm doing is a mystery. Most confused. Forget them dudes. Against me, they lose. Brain stuck because they confused. I'm the master and the mind, and I got the shit on time. So, of course, it'll hit you back, and it'll hit your spine, and then you recline. Try to tell them I'm a bad, bad man. Most ain't know, so of course they ain't understand. They was confused. I messed up their plan, messed up their notes. My hand already around their throat, and I'm ready to choke. What you thought you had is gone, because it's mine. So, of course, I was ready, and I made it through the grind. Clocked in like it was a time. I already got the job. When it came to this, I was ready to supply. No, I was ready to survive. Damn, you snitching at a drop of a dime. Not me, not I. I get it any day, long hour. I can spit an ill rap every hour, looking for the next track to devour. Damn, mama say he growing, growing more than flowers. You growing nothing but cowards. You might want to push it like you pushing it back. Where's my plans? Where my stacks? I wanted it all in racks. Give it to the king. This right here is mine, because I do the damn thing. And call me the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. Damn, the boy really getting the money up. No fucking it up. I'ma tear it up and make them all listen up. Get the wax and stuff out of your ears. I've been fighting the knife in all these years. Now I've done along the way. Had to drop a too few tears. Never had no fears. Niggas never known what it is until now. Where's my crown? I'm the uncrowned king. Matter of fact, I'ma do the damn thing.
Yes, sir. My guy, appreciate you coming on here, you know, and dropping the bars, and definitely, I'm tapped in. You definitely got to come back to the show. Yo, we're going to go ahead. What we're going to do next is we're going to go ahead and jump into this song, and then I got another guest coming up for y'all. I got a fire young boy coming up for y'all, the motherfucking messenger, yo. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this song. The energy crazy. And we're going to keep the energy going. Because Buster about to come on and act up. So go ahead and spin that for me, DJ.
They just want to be it. I'm just blessed to see it. I know they don't know what I'm talking about and shit. Fly guys are cool. The plan is to get it. Why you here pimping? With all these obstacles, is it possible? Will it sink in? God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather. Polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better. But I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack. With a snap rack. Black 380 just in case I had a clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback of long factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tripping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission, so Lord forgive them, that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, I'm blessed to see it. I'm blessed to see it, yeah. I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah.
I'm playing to the maximum. Y'all can't stop me, my moves are miraculous. Yeah, spectacular, grind all night. You can call me Dracula, mind star for the record. My team back me up, you ain't gotta listen. But I'ma keep acting up. You talk too much, fam, but I'ma keep stacking up. You move too much, fam, but I'ma keep panning up. Move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I already know the fucking vibes. Shout out to my boy, Fly Geyser. You already know the vibes. for the record radio, Backwoods TV. We on this shit. Now, y'all know I've been waiting. Y'all know my show about energy. Y'all know my shit crazy. Yo, my next guest, I don't even got to honestly introduce him, bro. He introduces himself wherever he go. It is an honor and a privilege to have a youngin' of the year on the show. My next guest on the show, Mouth the Motherfucking Messenger. What'd he do?
Yo, 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 it's your boy, the real Mouth, tapping in from Charlotte.
You already? What's going on, King? How you doing, bro? I know you've been working.
I'm good, bro. How you?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I got incredible talent on this show. A lot of people supporting, so I can't complain. I'm definitely blessed. How about yourself?
You know, I'm chilling right now. Me and my cousin, Finesse up here at the Circle K right now, still putting in them long hours of selling mixtapes, you feel me, getting everybody to tap in with us.
You already know. You already know. For the people that don't know, yo, this young boy be working. And I know he outworks some people my age. No bullshit. So with that said, it's an honor to have you on the show, bro. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into my first question. You already know what I'm about to hit on with this one. My first question is for you. Ain't you the same person I seen from that video on YouTube that went viral, hanging out the window rapping for the baby at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that's me, the notorious McDonald's rapper, you feel me?
Hey, yo, my first question for you, though, is how did you feel when you realized it was him and you like, man, fuck that. I might just go off anyway. He a regular dude to me.
Yeah, yeah, just like how you just said it, that's exactly how I felt. I didn't feel no different than any other day in front of any other rapper because at the end of the day, I'm still a rapper, you feel me? So I just spit them bars for him, let him know I had it, you feel me? Let him know I was number one, and he let the world see that.
Man, yo, you viral, brother, man. You everywhere, yo, like, and, you know, the catch, like, I'm a picky person to catch my attention. I go off work ethic. Yo, you was everywhere on the fucking web, everywhere. I don't care what you looked at, Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, whatever the fuck they can put you in. Yo, you was everywhere. So I want to commend you on that because a lot of people don't have, you know, enough initiative upon themselves to just say, you know what, fuck that. He regular. I'm about to go off like this is a regular studio session.
Hell yeah. That definitely was something I've always had in me when it came to this music. It's just going as hard as possible because it's always going to be the next person going just as hard as you. You feel me? Like currently, right now, yeah. I'm at a Circle K. And Circle K is where I choose to sell my music. Now, every now and then, I have other people who pull up to the Circle K and choose to sell their music. That doesn't matter that we both have music. At the end of the day, is I'm trying to get more music out than the next man. So I'm going to run up to the cars. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run up to the gas pumps. I'm going to open the door, do anything I got to do just so you could take your time to listen to me. You see, I've always been like that.
Yo, that's why, to me, that's why you one of the hardest working youngins because, like I said, anybody can rap, but it's about what you do when you get them songs. Yo, I done pulled up on you a few times just to go to the gas station and give me some roll-ups, and surprisingly, you right out there just like, duh, 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 yo, duh, duh. And shout out to Lil Cuddy that be with you, yo, because he definitely mob with you 100. So shout out to Lil Cuddy because he definitely with you.
Yes, sir,
my second question for you, Mr. Mouth. Hey, yo, how do you feel when people run up to you and ask you about that? Does it piss you off, like, because you feel like you beyond just that the baby freestyle or – do you feel like, shit, right, it don't matter to me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna keep it real. It just depends on who you are and what I expect of you. You feel me? Like, if you're somebody who's on my city, if you're somebody who's on my side of Charlotte, the east side of Charlotte, but you still don't know who I am, like, I'm gonna look at you kind of funny, like, come on now. You feel me? If all you know is that viral video, then I'm gonna look at you like, come on now, you don't really be outside. You feel me? But if I'm all the way in Denver at an airport, you feel me, because me and my cousin about to go to Cali, and I ask, yo, did you see this video? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, that was you. Can I get a picture? You feel me? I'm gonna accept that. You feel me? I'm going to accept that. I'm not going to look at them no more like, well, you feel me? Don't look at me like this. No, I'm going to tell them, yeah, check out my music, though. I'm more than that. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yo, and this is, like I said, we need more of that energy, yo, honestly. Like, you know, a lot of people real Hollywood, but I respect you because you didn't let that shit change you. And, you know, shout outs to the, you know, the feature on the album because they don't know what's about to hit them when they, until that shit drop and they realize that, yeah, I wasn't playing about the youngster. But, yo, we got a segment on this show called What Is This? And you already know how we doing this. You've been tapped in and tuned in. So I'm going to start off this right here and ask you, you know what this is?
Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know what that is.
Yeah,
that's done. That Jordan. Bitches, the problem when that box step on that court, I'll be feeling like Jordan. Swish.
Hey.
Yes, yo, you feel me? We got that video dropping. We got that video dropping tomorrow at noon on YouTube. You can look for that, Jordan. Also, that's a hot single off of the release Final Exam, the EP. You feel me? So that's a little six-track EP we put out for y'all before we put out the finally graduated project. You feel me? So that's going to be the We Made Us presented, finally graduated, the Real Mouth. That's basically going to be the whole process from the baby going to Cali to tap in with Big U, going to Atlanta to tap in with Honey Band Kilo, going right back to New York to tap in at the studios to shoot the video, you feel me? So all that's going to be up on the upcoming Finally Graduated.
Yeah, I heard it motherfucking first. Hey, yo, DJ, go ahead and drop them flames. They don't know what they about to get.
Hey.
Bitches the problem whenever I step on that court, I be feeling like Jordan. Bitches the problem whenever my foot on that gas, I be feeling like Gordon. I look at my coach with a smile, I'm shrugging my shoulders whenever I'm scoring. Put on a show, it don't matter wherever I'm at, like a nigga was touring. And these niggas talk about drip, but I'm a little different, my shit it be pouring. These niggas ain't talking about shit, copy and paste, that shit it be boring. Snuck in they came, all these niggas was snoring. Bitch, now I'm up like an eagle, I'm soaring. The studio won't let me book in the summer, they say it's too hot and I'm already scorching like damn. I'm going off every track, every time that I snap, they like, Mop, how you do this shit? My niggas, they know that I rap, they expect me to snap, cause they know I ain't new to this. I used to walk in the front, now I walk in the back, cause a nigga might do the kid. But we got a whole lot of straps, yeah, a whole lot of straps, you don't know who the shooter is. If you got them 20s and 10s, but I got them 100s, we know who the loser is. If you out here talking to 12, are you helping the ops, then you know what your future is. If they gave you 6, but they gave your man 12, then you know what the room is. If you in the back and you got the hammer and nail, then know what it do with it. Nigga, don't ride if you don't plan on using it. Don't pull it out if you ain't gonna shoot the shit. Catch me a op like a cop, I'm pursuing it. Holding my Glock like a cop when I do this shit. On my way up to the top, I ain't losing, bitch. Better wake up, ain't no time for the snooze, bitch. I'm on some bar shit. It don't matter the cost, bitch. I need it all, bitch. Ain't no way I'ma fall, bitch. These niggas talking it, but ain't nobody walking it. These niggas fraudulent. No, these niggas is not legit. Yeah, I'm on some bar shit. It don't matter the cost, bitch. I need it all, bitch. Ain't no way I'ma fall, bitch. And these niggas talking it, but ain't nobody walking it. These niggas fraudulent. No, these niggas is not legit. Yeah. Number one ain't no number two. And don't reach for death, I ain't cool with you. And that's only shit that a fool would do. I'll be spinning for fun like a hula hoop. And none of these niggas want beef with the boy for a stack, cause they know what that tool can do. And y'all look at straps in my bag, got them 30s on 30s, you know what the fool is do. And bitch, I'm a king, I rule the shit. Experience, I do the school and shit. Hard as a fuck, but I ain't finished school and shit. Had to work hard if I wanted the newest whip. Now I'm up and I'm having the newest shit. Talking plenty of bread with the bluest strip. Plenty shorties, I stay with the newest bitch. Ain't no cap in my rap, bitch, I'm true to this shit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's my shit. That's my shit. You got me out here bobbing. I'm fucking doing my diddy bob. I wish y'all could see that shit. Shout out to motherfucking Mouth the Messenger. That boy, yo, I tell you, that 60 for 60, my shit, though. No bullshit, though. So y'all already know what we doing. Y'all tapped in with Backwoods TV for the record radio. Shout out to the fam and everybody tuning in.
That was me.
Shout out to everybody. Yo, Mouth, that shit fuego, bro.
Thank you, my boy. Thank you.
That shit is fuego, bro. Like, hey, you should have seen me, bro. I was out this motherfucker. I thought I was in the video with you.
Man, listen, we right here at the Circle K. Everybody bobbing with us in Philly. We here lit right now.
And that's what it's about, yo. So before we get out of here, I'm going to give you a chance to shout your media out and tell people how they can find your music and tap in with what you got going on.
All right, boom. So you can find me on all platforms at Mouth, M-O-U-F, on all platforms. Now you can add The Real Mouth, T-H-E-R-E-A-L-M-O-U-F. Again, T-H-E-R-E-A-L-M-O-U-F. The latest drop we have is Final Exam, the EP. We got the Jordan video dropping tomorrow, and then soon we got the Finally Graduated project within itself, the whole album. You feel me? So y'all tap in with me. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more coming. We got the Honcho feature. We got the Semi feature. We got the Hot Boy Shaq feature. We got the Lil Jon 4K feature. I am KJ. We working with everybody, man. Anybody want to work with me, hit me up. We working with everybody. All budgets.
Yo, shout-outs to the boy, yo. Hey, yo, Mal, thanks for coming on the show, yo. And you always family. You already know the vibes. Anytime you got a new project you want to come through, drop that shit on there. We about to act up this year. This our year. We made us. You already know the vibes, brother, man.
Yes, sir. We made
Y'all already know the vibes, yo. Shout-outs to the youngest in charge, Mouth, coming through, dropping them two bangers at 60 for 60, my shit. I'm about to probably listen to that as soon as this shit is over. I ain't even on cap, y'all. Like, that's all stuck on my head. Hey, yo, so we going to go ahead and tap into two more callers, and I'm going to bring my last interview on, and we're going to try and nail the last bit of the callers, even if we got to stay a little bit. But go ahead, we're going to bring a caller in now. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do. Caller, state your name and what you do. Caller, are you there?
Anniversary. It's my anniversary.
Caller, you there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Caller, state your name and where you from. Yeah, can you hear me, caller?
Yeah, I can hear you. Name's Alex.
State your name and where you from.
My name's Alex. I'm calling from Jersey. Sitting in the house right now with my wife, enjoying our anniversary. 16 years. Loving it.
Happy anniversary to you first and foremost, brother, man. Tell them about where you from and what you do. Tell them about what you got going on and, you know, the stuff that you into.
Right now I ain't got nothing going on. Just being here listening to my man. Loving the show. Loving the music being played. Enjoying the vibe right now. That's all.
Much love, brother, man. I appreciate
right
you.
Now.
You know, we family here on this show. Anytime you want to come on and support, you know, my question, I just got one question for you, first and foremost. What's your vibe on the music that you've been hearing all night?
Oh, I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the vibe. It's been a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? I rolled a couple blunts to it. Might roll another one right now. Just listen to something to play out, roll out with. You know what I mean?
That's
you know, stay
playing.
In our game. A.K.A.
Yeah,
Bruce Blessing, you know what I'm talking about? You know, shit like that. You know what I mean?
You know, 420 is there all year round for the people that don't know. It's not just a day celebration. That's all year for us.
Oh, yeah, I'm the ambassador. You know what I mean? You want to get high, let me. Buddha. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
Hey, yo,
but,
I just got one final question for you before I get out of here, yo. What did you think of the young boy Mouth, yo?
Oh, that nigga fire. I can't wait to hear some more shit from that young boy right there. We Made Us Entertainment is the movement, my nigga. Get down or lay down. You know what I mean?
Talk to him. I know that's right.
Gotta give a shout out to Hungry Hustler. If you ain't hungry and hustling right, man, you know what I'm talking about? Let's go.
You know what I mean? You already know. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, Alex. I got to move on to the next call. I'm going to take another call. Then I'm going to get to my final guest. You know, this is an honor to bring my final guest on. So you stay tapped in. I got a special one coming from you.
Who that, Honcho the
God?
I hope it is Honcho.
Yes, sir. I got Honcho the God on here. He's definitely in the building.
I got you. Holla back.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take one more call before we get Honcho, and then we're going to try and wipe out the last bit of the calls.
Let me go ahead and get my next caller. Caller, state your name and where you from. Caller, state your name and where you from. Caller, are you listening? You're live. All right, we're going to try one more caller, and then we're going to jump into my final guest. We're going to jump into it with his song, and then we're going to spend the last little bit of time. We're going to interview the guest and get him going. So we're going to try one more call. Caller, state your name and where you're from. All right, Will, we're running on time, so I see the callers is vibing. We're going to try and circle back around. I want to get into the artist. So, DJ, yo, let me get that honcho. Let me get that new honcho. I don't think they ready for that. Let me go ahead and get that vibe going.
Honcho.
Niggas be claiming they hard.
What?
Come to the hood, get bitch. Push a nigga straight dead in this shit. Call big cuz if I need me a zip. Cool little thotty, she know my body. I'm hopping on planes and taking a trip. I'm out of town, she fucked on a gang. She not even mine, so I can't even trip. If I up it, I bust it, I bang. Me and you, I'm not the same. Hop out, walk down, close range. If I'm broke, I hit a stain. If I up it, I bust it, I bang. Me and you, I'm not the same. Hop out, walk down, close range. If I'm broke, I hit a stain. I was trapping to the sun up, still hitting licks, I'm trying to come up. Boy, you better not run up, like Willie said, put that gun up. You win some, you lose some, but you could die today. That chopper drown the whole block like some tsunami waves. You might see me spin your block, then hop out, walk down broad day. Once I bust the gang, bustin', it's a slight delay. It get graphic, we start clapping just like patty cake. You a stranger to your family, they don't know your face. Every day my birthday, how I be getting cake. Ain't no competition, fuck the ops until my head's a break. Can't go for nothing, ain't no talking, I leave the shit in the street. Make a shirt say R.I.P. Come correct when you coming for me. Niggas be claiming they hard. Come to the hood, get bitch. Punch a nigga straight dead in this shit. Call big cuz if I need me a zip. Cool little thotty, she know my body. I'm hopping on planes and taking a trip. I'm out of town, she fucked on a gang. She not even mine, so I can't even trip. If I up it, I bust it, I bang. Me and you are not the same. Hop out, walk down, close range. If I'm broke, I hit a stain. If I up it, I bust it, I bang. Me and you are not the same. Hop out, walk down, close range. If I'm broke, I hit a stain.
That's honcho.
Yo, 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 yo. Call big cuz if I need me a zip. Yo, I told you, bro. Y'all know the vibes on Backwoods TV for the record radio. Shout outs to We Made Us, ENT. You already know the vibes, all the callers, all the viewers, the listeners. Yo, y'all know I gotta say one of my best for last. You know I gotta bring one of my best out. So this is what we about to do. We about to bring out the youngest in charge, my nephew. He next up, repping that We Made Us ENT. We trying to keep the energy going. Honcho, what up?
Honcho. What's good, gang?
Hey, yo. What's good, bro? How you doing, school?
I'm all right. Bless you,
bro. Much love. Much love for you coming on the show, bro. I appreciate the energy and you coming on the show and coming through with that fuego.
No doubt. Much love.
Absolutely. So, I know you've been tapped in all show, but I still got to state it anyway. You know how we do. This is the last little bit of the time. I had to say the best for last for me, the most underrated for the last. Show people that I know. I see shit that other people don't see. So, you know how we do. We're going to jump into three questions. And then I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out, and we're going to roll it off with a song. So my first question to you is, how you feeling, yo? I see you been active in the studio, brother, man. You've been working music. How does it feel to get back into that vibe?
I feel amazing. I feel good. I never really left it, though. You feel me? I just been rented it up. Now I'm back in it.
Yeah, they say patience is a virtue, because my favorite artist, Nas, is the same way. He'll make you wait for like 2 years for some shit that, but you knew it was going to be fuego when he dropped it. So I ain't mad at you. Everything I've heard from you so far has been solid. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you got coming out in the future and in the long run. But my second question for you, brother man, yo, I heard some features with you in Mouth and Messenger, yo. What was the energy like when y'all was in the studio doing that shit? Because, you know, I wasn't able to attend a couple of the sessions, but I can only imagine the motherfucking energy in that studio. Y'all probably broke that studio, Mike.
Man, that shit was crazy. It was crazy. Nah, for real, like, Cuz didn't even, Cuz was asleep the whole set. Cuz was asleep for real, for real. That nigga woke up, freestyled off the top. He didn't hear what I wrote down, you feel me? He just woke up, freestyled off the top, and that shit just went perfectly, like a puzzle.
Yeah, recently, I seen you do the same damn thing in the studio. You was like, yo, I was like, yo, I got a feature for you. You was like, all right, I'm going to try this. If it don't work, I'm going to write some shit. Yo, you nailed that shit the first time down.
Yeah, that shit was fire, too. That was fire. This is an epic moment.
And so my final question to you, Honcho, is what can the people look forward to you from this year, like projects or anything that you got going on that the people could look in? Because I'm telling you now, people was tapped into the show and the call-in list was crazy. So this shit is going to be reviewed and people are going to listen. So what do you want to tell the people about what you got going on as far as any projects or shows, anything you feel will be a valuable asset that people should know?
Yeah, I got two projects on the way. One of them is unknown, but second project's called Demon Time. And I'm still working. And most likely I'm going to shoot a video in like 2-3 weeks.
I could dig. For the people that's tapped in, do you have a set location on that so the people could tap in with you?
On what, the album or the video?
The video.
Video is going to be on the 28th of May.
Yeah, I heard it first. I'm going to definitely be shooting y'all details on that. So tap in with Honcho.
God on Instagram, Honcho.God. All my music is on all platforms. I got an EP out now called Heart of a Savage.
Yes, sir.
Listen to that trip, Andale.
Yo, that's my shit. Next show, I'm definitely throwing that on there. See, I ain't tapped in with that. That's the first song I heard from you, so that's my shit. Like, that's always going to be my shit. But, you know what I mean? I appreciate you for coming on the show and, you know, taking time out today to tap in with For the Record and Backwoods TV. And it was a blessing having you on. You on next week, brother man. You and Mouth. It's a We Made Us Takeover. We got the whole motherfucking hour.
Gang, 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 gang. We in there.
So I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, brother man. And I look forward to having you on next week for the We Made Us Takeover special. You know, you want to say anything to the people before we get out of here?
Yeah, next week, y'all tune in. We're going to get out the mud next week, too. Next weekend, right? For sure.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo, I appreciate you for coming on the show, Honcho. Next week, I got Andale. I'm throwing that in my playlist, so get ready to send that over. I want to thank everybody tonight for tapping in with Backwoods TV 2-hour special. I want to thank all the artists for coming through and, you know, sharing their beliefs and sharing that wonderful music. I want to shout out Chef Nate and Nate Jr. for coming through. You know, that's beautiful to have a father-son business. And I want to thank Flock Geyser and King Kush Money for bringing me a part of this. And, you know, it's a blessing. So I want to also thank my management, you know, Shalik. I want to thank Nate Twan, Mills, Big Mouth, my lady,
for sticking by my side and also being my financial advisor. So I appreciate everybody for tapping in. We're going to end this with a semi song. Yo, God bless until next week. You already know. Keep one ruled up. Backwoods TV. Spin that.
Pitch black.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
Oh, fellas, shout outs on the beat.
I swear, oh, there's a lot of shit going on, man.
Tap outs on the ones and the twos.
Just try to keep it from letting it go crazy.
Bello on the bello.
You know?
Yeah. Time to take it back.
This feel good. Talk to him. When you did a favor, I can't even name one. It's all a blur, like I done forgot where I came from. Shout out to my uncle Dre, that's where I can gain from. Life like baseball, watch how people change up. I'm the same me, never extra when the dough around. Mama raised a soldier, all I know is hold it down. Too much on my mind, why you think I blow it down? Life feel like an avalanche, and shit feel like it's going down. Corona killing people everywhere. I'm just speaking fact. I'm saying that it's heavy here. It ain't going away, but shit getting steady here. Shout out to the hospital for making sure we ready here. I'm trying to eat, but life full of vultures. And Black Lives Matter, why they killing off our culture? Like egos. Nowadays you gotta keep a toast. This shit is so sad how we justify our culture. Then again, we get hated by a lot of guys. Then they justify the fact. All I hear is a lot of lies. I talk to God, then he talk back. He just replied to me, son, don't get off track. Like a railroad, tell him where the stars at. Failure's not an option, I show him where my heart's at. I was taught focus on me and not the other man. Stack money up and make it stretch like a rubber band. Life get hard, but I swallow my pride. I go hard for my kids. As long as I'm alive, they really see. So I stay up on my grind and I be out my mind at times, but this music truly see. Really, I ain't got the time and I don't need the nine, but really though, my loved ones see. So you can feel a brother pain if it ain't in the side. Just another name. Hey yo, I've been doing me. I'm not concerned with the next man. Stack money up. I'm on my grind like a sex dance. I got kids, so I try to be the best man. Can't snap, I play it cool like Def Jam.
You know that.
The streets is cold, far as the year. I just want it to be over. I'm like Keisha Cole, $1 million mind frame. 100,000 beats of flow, fat people shit, yeah. That mean I'ma eat the show, school or hard not. I done had the teaching job, seen so much death. I could take the Grim Reaper job, ask is at a high. Watch who you be sleeping on, people twist words. Watch who you be speaking on. Yo, for real, I need a getaway, really for my sanity, just to keep my head straight. One conversation now, I keep the lead away. They say stay woke, but me, I've been dead awake. Life get hard, but I swallow my pride. I go hard for my kids, long as I'm alive, they really see. So I stay up on my grind, and I be out my mind at times, but this music truly see. Really, I ain't got the time, and I don't need the nine, but really though, my loved ones see. So you should feel a brother pain if it ain't sitting inside and it's just another name, nigga.
Short. Rest in peace, Brim Blast.